Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here today with Keith, Hemda, and special guest. That's right, folks. It's Xerxes, Xerxes with an X. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show, I should say. You've made a couple appearances before.
Well, right away, I see what Hemda's attracted to. Hello. Hello.
A man of few words.
How you doing? Two X's in that name. That's almost three, right?
One more would make three.
Yeah, one more. I think he's under arrest.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy over here.
Which leads us to question number one. Who pays for the weed? Who
pays? We both do.
Yeah, we both buy a supply. We buy the supply together, okay. And then we smoke it on our own and always share when we're together. Today I forgot my weed, so today we are smoking Xerxes Exclusive.
Oh, the old, today I forgot my weed gambit.
Yeah, I pull that off a lot. I'm like, oh, you roll so much better. Can you roll the weed? Mm-hmm.
So I'm not caught up, guys. I haven't listened ahead. Okay. We are purely here to talk about last week.
Sure.
Which is episodes 3070, The Wet Spot.
I forgot about
to episodes 3073. Shoology.
Right.
So I don't know anything about what's been going on lately. So I'm living in the past.
Right. I don't think anything's new per se. They don't do butt stuff.
No butt stuff.
Yeah, I knew that.
So I think you're caught up. By the way, speaking of a eulogy, you had your grandmother passed away. I'm
yes,
sorry to hear.
My nanny.
But at what age?
93.
Not a bad life, right?
She was ancient.
I wish I knew my grandparents. I didn't at all.
It'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. I knew my my mom's mom, I knew of, but I was too young to, you know, take anything in or learn a single thing. I do remember she, in the room that I would always sleep on, was the creepiest giant mirror of Jesus Christ. And the cars going on the highway outside really put weird lights on it. Mm. I remember that. I remember another time my grandma died of Alzheimer's and my mom was reintroducing the kids almost to her. And I had hair to my shoulders and an earring. I was 18. And you know, Keith, yeah, she's so beautiful. And my mom, of course, says, well, that's your son. I go, who cares? I'm beautiful. Let her. Well, that's fine.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I met one grandfather on my mother's side, her father. But he was old my whole life. I thought he was 80 when I met him, but I think they told me he was 80 when he died. So I have no idea. Right. He always was kind of sickly, but not sickly, just like old. But he would go to the market and buy two watermelons, just carry them home like they're nothing. And I'm like, where? Who are you? And he spoke like no Hebrew, no English, like a few words in Hebrew. So we'd like very basically communicate with each other. The Persian, the Iranian grandmother, we'd only call. We'd have to schedule calls. Mm-hmm. Then my uncles would come over, my aunts. It would be a thing. We'd gather around the speaker on the phone because she was still in Iran and everyone would talk. And I don't speak one word of Persian. They'd put me on the phone and go. I'm like, I don't know how to talk to this woman. Right. She's never met me. I don't speak her language. Well, you know how to sing in Persian. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I just do what I'm told. So I start singing like in the middle of the beginning of my song. She starts talking. They push me out of the way. I'm like, good talking to you.
What's the Persian version of you ought to know?
Pretty much everything, because right. You really ought to know.
But they can't sing respect or something like that, right?
No, I sing like Persian songs.
Okay.
Yeah. I know like one and a half.
Right. By the way, speaking of carrying watermelons, my dad used to do that on his way home from school. He'd carry fake watermelons. Yeah, he was a fake strong man. Could lift anything.
Do you know that Xerxes is Persian, like the name?
Yeah. But you're not Persian.
No.
Okay.
I'm Dominican.
Do you wish they'd use Persian? Like it'd be extra dirty?
No, it'd be too clean. This is fucked up. Both our parents would hate us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, so you would like it if he was legitimately Persian, right?
No.
That'd be cool, probably.
Yeah, if he was Persian, my parents would love him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, right now we always talk about how much like, oh, my mother would hate that you did that. She would hate you to the core.
Oh, yeah.
Here's why.
Right. Yeah. What do you do? Burn the Persian flag?
No,
he faced his souls to her, the bottom of his
she's
shoe.
She's just a Middle Eastern whore. So.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, wow. So your grandma passed away. Did
she
you
sure
do,
did,
did
guys.
You do a speech or anything?
Yeah, all the grandkids did a eulogy together.
Okay. Isn't that amazing?
Was yours the best? You're a performer. Was yours the greatest?
I wrote something that was kind of like outside of the normal grandmother stuff. Because she did a lot of crafts, I guess you would call them. Okay. But really, she was like the most prolific, to me, artist I ever met. Wow. When I was little, she would just make blankets, quilts, cookies, meals, everything. She was always just giving people stuff. Right. So I wrote about how she's a true artist. And, you know, I felt like I got to some truth.
Good. You get people crying? That's the key.
Yeah.
Nice. Picture these grandparents walked into a clothing store nowadays. It's like, oh, it's all made?
Yeah.
Would it bum them out or would they be thrilled?
My mother sewed all of our clothes, all three of us, until we got to America, because here everything's so cheap. Like, she's like, oh, for the amount that I buy material, I can buy a whole outfit for you. But before that, she was making it for us to save money.
Yeah. My mom made the capes for my cheap action figures.
Wow. That's
for real? So cute. Yeah. Because she didn't want to spend money on a real action figure. So we got whatever was in the free box at a garage sale. And then she sewed a Jedi suit on it. And, you know, it's like not appreciating your parents' good hamburgers. Wow. You go to McDonald's. I'm like, that's not Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, my nanny did all that standard stuff, but like for Halloween one time, my cousin Natalie was like, I want to be a gumball machine, you know, and then she just figured it out.
Wow. Nice.
And like made her a perfect gumball machine costume.
Well, you showed a picture of your grandma in a giant pizza outfit. Yeah. She was a giant slice of pizza.
Nice.
Yeah. You didn't bury her in that, right?
No, that would be great.
She was wearing her glasses though in the casket, which I thought was cute.
What if you can't take it with you? No one's telling us otherwise.
She doesn't want to not be able to see.
You're in
heaven.
Right? Is that weird to look at a body? The Jews don't do that.
Yeah, it was very Catholic situation, you know. I didn't grow up Catholic, but she certainly was, and she would have liked the funeral mass and
that's
the whole
good.
Thing. And I don't know. I think there's something nice about like honoring what she would have wanted.
Did you talk to her in the casket? I mean, did you jump in, but did you say anything to her?
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah. Well, I jumped in. Right. I snuggled up.
I missed this.
I was like, Grandma, can I borrow your glasses?
No, we just, we had a moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw somebody talking to a dead body in a casket, and then they made a little chuckle like the person said a joke. I'm like, get out of here.
That's cute.
Keith finds every occasion to judge people.
That was for our benefit.
Well, so I was telling Hemda before we started recording that, like, it's a really old school Italian-American family situation. And so everybody at the wake, I would say like 75% of the people who came through the line were just like, oh, I'm from the neighborhood. Like, that was their relationship.
Right. Is that not the sweetest thing ever?
So nice.
It's so nice. 93 years old, you got like, all your grandkids are getting along enough to write the eulogy, and then your whole neighborhood comes to say goodbye? What else do you need?
I know.
What else do you need?
Truly perfect.
Yeah. When my dad passes away, I'm going to whisper in the casket, it wasn't even close to being packed.
Honestly, though, who is going to come to his funeral?
Not people from the neighborhood.
Are you going to do it at his church?
In his house, right?
Just throw the body down the cellar. Right.
In his church, it looks full. It'll be us kids. And
that's what he's really prepping for.
Yeah.
So it was, good family time.
You holding up okay?
R.I.P. Nani.
Every time you say Nani, it's weird to me because Nani means vagina.
In what?
In Poon.
Yeah. In the same place that I found Poon. Yeah.
Queens?
I guess.
Yeah.
Nani?
It would be funny. Bianca says.
Music.
Bianca says, yeah, Nani, I know. She knows her name. It's vagina.
N-O-N-N-I-E?
N-A-N-I, maybe.
See, different spelling.
Yeah, not even close. I wasn't thinking of vagina at all during this talk. I knew.
Well, she did have one.
Okay. You checked when you were saying goodbye.
Yep.
Do you mind if I just... I figured.
She was a woman the whole time. So, that's that. Do you guys want to talk about last week?
Or I'd love what? To. Yeah, we're here. Sure.
The wet spot.
Oh, no.
Look at the face.
I was wrong. I don't. Anybody else die?
I could kill someone, you know. We don't have to talk about this. But we do. We have to cover it.
It's the law. Mm-hmm.
This is the work of the show.
Right. So this is something that I have to ask someone who I'm sleeping with.
Yeah.
If it's cool to like talk about. He said I could talk about absolutely everything. Then I post it. Then it gets put in a show. And then all of a sudden I start getting texts from Xerxes like, oh, I guess people from my high school are listening to that episode now. And like people that I used to work with have found it. And everyone's like, oh, didn't know anything about you, apparently. Uh-huh. And now they know a lot of stuff.
Now you come across as a person that has no feelings and doesn't care. Do do you care about that? Like, oh, I'm not going to do it. Okay.
You guess not. What do you mean by that?
It means yes, but what are you going to do?
No.
What do you actually think about it?
Why do I have to care?
I don't know. Yeah. But when you hear it, you
no
have
one
a thought.
Said
yeah,
you did.
It's surprising that they care.
Right. Yeah, like, he's like, oh, I didn't
that
know
they're interested.
He's like, I didn't know anyone would be interested in this. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why wouldn't they?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess they are.
Well, you going to the reunion this time?
Nah. Okay. Well, that's a couple years away.
Okay.
Do you feel like retweeting it or regramming it?
I don't know how to do that, so no.
Old.
But if
Xerxes, don't play dumb. Yeah, you can figure out right. a retweet.
Right.
Oh, I know how to retweet.
But would you
okay, well, let me get a straight answer out of you. Are you tempted to retweet it and say, look what I did here? Look at this masterwork of mine.
I didn't
we've
know.
Got Jackson Pollock and we've got Xerxes.
Right.
Wet spots abound.
That wet spot was like a Jackson Pollock.
I didn't know it was a tweet. So
it was first in the stories, and then I think I tweeted it at some point, but I don't know.
The wet spot specifically, but would you hold back retweeting something about, you know,
no.
love or lust from him?
No. Okay. No. And I don't know how to Instagram.
He does not repost on repulse. Instagram.
Do you know how to take a screenshot?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I didn't know I was required to do that.
We're just saying, me and Bianca.
Nobody said you were.
It's your life.
I'm
do
just
whatever.
Asking questions. This is an interview show. Xerxes said, yeah, I'm willing to come on. Let Bianca ask me a couple questions.
Of course.
I say, do you know how to screenshot? All of a sudden, he's getting defensive already.
Do you think communication isn't going to be the key with these guys?
He's like, what does it mean to communicate, and why should I talk to do so?
And then we tap him on the head. Sounds good. Right.
Okay, so I do know how to take a screenshot.
Fantastic.
Okay. And check.
Asked and answered.
All right, Barbara Walters is on the case.
Hamda, do you?
Do I? Yeah, I know how to do all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if I know how to take a screenshot.
It was me just now.
He's so high, he thinks a phone call came in.
Keith, I've lost control of the show.
Yeah. That was your idea.
The wet spot.
Yeah, she shows a picture of, the love juices all over the bed.
Now,
sends it.
What were you, Hemda, thinking in the moments right before that? Were you just fresh off the glow of a beautiful orgasm?
Yeah, that's a good question. Was your brain broken?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think you were in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. And I took a picture. And did I send it to you first, Keith?
I
sent it before I got to the show.
Right? I believe
See,
so.
Let's have another conversation about boundaries if we could. Yeah. Keith, did I send it to you first?
Right. Who got it first? Personal wise.
Keith texts, hey, what's up this afternoon? She sends that back.
Right.
Well, I think if I was Xerxes, I'd be high-fiving myself, but sure. He doesn't give a shit.
But you,
I give a shit.
But I saw that picture. That shit's all over your hands. He doesn't want to. It's different when it's not sex.
Oh, yeah. I was right in the wet spot.
Mm-hmm. So you make her. She has to lay in it then, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Is it pee?
No.
He just high-fived himself. It's not pee. It doesn't feel like pee. It doesn't smell like pee. I also had to pee, like, right away. Yeah. So I don't see how
that's
it would be.
Cool.
Well, Hemda was talking, of course, about what is she going to keep dating? In fact, she has I don't want to blow your mind. She has a speed dating coming up, 10 dudes. What do we?
What?
I know, but you're still a person. What do we think about this?
That's cool.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. You going to be a poly weirdo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
This is called dead air.
Okay.
That's when Bianca lets you think.
Yeah. You should do something about that.
Have you ever done speed dating, Xerxes?
No.
Would you do it?
Sure, I try it.
Maybe you should do it too.
Oh my God, join the one that I am at and see if we match.
A different one.
Oh my God.
Like a different one.
Let's see if we like each other.
You dress up and I'll see if I can pick you out. Shave and see if I know.
I should shave.
Nah.
Never. So you would do one? Can I schedule you one?
Yeah.
Okay. Send me your avails.
Sure. All right.
Sounds good.
Are you going to?
No.
No?
No.
But you would?
Yeah.
So in what scenario would you if you're not going to?
If my friends were going to die. If Thanos said.
Yeah. In what scenario would you do it?
I wasn't thinking about it.
The way you're thinking about it now.
Oh,
sure.
My God.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. He's in, you guys.
Yeah, we're over it.
Okay.
Just picture him at speed dating. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be like, and my name is Ding next.
We put the poll up, by the way. What is more vomitous? Keith's shit tweets. I don't want to brag, but I did invent it. You would trick somebody to click on a tweet picture and you'd find dumps. Or Henda's gush Instagrams. 76% say, what is more vomitous? First of all, Bianca, what do we think? Which one's more
Come
vomitous?
Come on, Keith.
I can't choose. Right. I would say equal.
Okay, very good. Keith's shit tweets, 76%.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, of course. That's horrible.
I enjoy that people remember. Okay. That feels good. First, I was like, really? Because one seems more personal. And then I'm like, well, that's sweet then.
And it was so long ago that it had even more impact.
What am I going to do?
So it's more important.
Yeah, not accept an award? Thank you. Thank you.
Such a positive person.
I'm trying to think of like the thing, like the most intimate thing that I've ever revealed on the internet. And I think it might be like an Instagram of when I went to the movies by myself.
Okay.
Wow.
You know?
Legs up.
Vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't picture. And Xerxes, I know you're not the one putting the content out there, the hot hashtag content, hashtag podcast. But do you have any kind of a feeling of
Guilt for bruising her up all the time? Just coming in here black and blue marks.
No.
No, of...
You like to beat women a little bit?
Being out in public, like Hemda's saying.
What do you mean out in public?
Like you said,
not people... Not everybody sees Instagram.
Oh my God. How do you talk to this person?
Right.
Hemda.
I yell at him a lot.
I don't understand.
That's what's so beautiful.
What the fuck?
You know what it is? I see... This is the thing... That I know happens a lot. He's being asked a question. He thinks he answered it, but he didn't. And you guys are confused. But you think nobody wants to know the thing.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to last week.
Oh my God.
Where were we?
So you said that people from high school or that you worked with formerly now know intimate details of your life that they didn't know before.
Yes.
And you're saying that this does not affect you at all in any way whatsoever.
I'm not like dealing with them or talking to them about it. Who cares?
I'm not asking you if anyone cares. Okay. I'm asking you.
Have a feeling, not a not feeling.
Okay.
Not what you're not feeling. What are you feeling?
We have 45 minutes.
I'm
in this
very
session.
Comfortable with it.
Okay.
I'm not uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
That's it?
All right. We got a poll.
Sure.
Okay. There you have it.
Keith?
Yeah. They smoke a lot. And okay. Yeah, you see why.
Okay. In the knee surgery, everything went well. The pickup, the drop off, logistics. How is he with logistics?
Oh, really good.
Okay.
So,
time and place.
Yes.
Drop a pin, he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, very reliable. I didn't think that I would need that much help, but it turns out it was really good that he was there the whole time. I always feel a little guilty because it's like, well, what did you do while I was in surgery?
I went room to room.
What did you do? What did you? That's a good question. What did you do?
I got pizza.
Nice.
Oh, I don't feel guilty anymore. That's great.
Right.
I was starving.
Then that's it.
Did any you bring toppings?
Any toppings? Good question.
No, I actually got a stromboli.
See, oh, he's lying. up a storm.
So unimportant.
You can't get a straight answer out of this guy.
I got pizza.
No, okay, no.
Did you?
What toppings? A stromboli? That's a whole different food.
It's at a pizzeria, though.
We didn't go, what did you eat? And you go, restaurant. Yeah, I'm a little fucking trickster.
More than meets the eye to this one. That's right. You're in the hot seat now, buddy.
Okay. I'm ready.
What did you learn about him that you didn't know? Is she different in the morning than she is the evening? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is she nicer in one
She's so nice in the morning.
Then the day eats her alive. And
I don't see how. Maybe you're just still sleeping.
Oh, no.
No.
You're super sweet in the morning.
Why?
She means the hours of like midnight to 8 a.m.
while she's sleeping.
Right. So nice. No hassle.
What makes me so nice in the morning?
I've never cried in the morning.
I'll tell you that much.
Well, because I offer you coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you guys, could you do the relationship only in mornings?
He's trying.
Sure.
Right. You can do anything. What is time? So make it all mornings. I've seen dinner for breakfast, or you know what I mean.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
All of it.
Everybody loves mornings. They don't go, you can have a, you know, hamburger for breakfast. Everybody's excited the other way. Anyway, good luck.
I have one final question. After this wet spot incident, did you just sort of put the covers over it and forget about it, or did you change the sheets?
Change the sheets. Then did,
we did change the sheets, yeah. But was it the next morning we changed the sheets?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you have dreams that you were pissing the bed?
No, I just pissed the bed.
Hemda, I feel like your body language, you're a little closed off right now. You're a little...
Let me open up.
What are you feeling during this conversation?
I'm trying to see how everyone's doing. And I know Xerxes is not usually on mic. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to like think about
his
that's
well-being.
My responsibility. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. We're all done a journey right now, Keith. It's very exciting.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, I didn't know I had to have questions.
You don't. You absolutely don't. Okay. It's my responsibility. All right.
So, oh.
How great am I? Why aren't you guys answering?
You're pretty great.
Oh, thanks. What's so great about me?
You know, she's very
yeah,
funny.
God, come on. I'm very funny.
What's so great about you? Huh? One good knee.
And a cool zipper scar in the middle of
your chest.
I was
thinking one bad knee.
Oh, yeah. Did you see my scar on my chest?
Yes.
Yes. Was it?
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Does it make more cleavage?
No.
Okay.
Is it, are you upset when you hurt my knee in the middle of everything?
No.
No.
All right. Look at your arm. Who cares about your knee? You know what I mean?
You're an adult.
You got bigger problems.
Were you upset about the black and blue mark I have to walk around with because you beat me? Do you get upset with my beat me jokes? He gets so upset with the beat me jokes.
Because you know you could.
He thinks it's not funny.
No?
It's like the only thing he thinks is not funny.
In the by the way, in that show, we talked about the Kentucky Derby controversy. Do you get into that? The pageantry, the pomp, the circumstance?
You know I love a big hat, Keith. Yeah. My stepbrother actually... He won like $800 on the horse, and then they reversed it, and he had to give the money back.
It's never happened where they had to cancel the first place winner. It's funny that all the film footage throughout history will show the wrong winner, and so horse number two wins. I wonder how many ripped up tickets were on the ground.
Yeah,
because it's never happened before. So you don't wait for the official result. You saw it. That horse won.
Damn!
Wow!
People's lives could have been changed.
Actually, yeah.
Now picture the people that just go through that muddy park trying to find tickets that were thrown away.
Right. My own stepbrother could have been a little bit richer.
A hundredaire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Xerxes, have you ever gambled?
Yes, I've gambled.
And what's your gambling game of choice?
I like playing poker.
Okay. Yeah. Do you play it mostly among friends or
yes.
Will you hit the casino?
I don't do that.
Okay.
He's an asshole during poker. Keith, right?
He's funny. Like
no, he's a fucking asshole.
Did he beat you once?
It's not that he wins. It's that he plays dumb. But like, we believe it, which you should be concerned about.
I feel like that's what he's doing now.
No, no.
During this interview.
His move is to, you know, all of a sudden he's very stupid and has to point at the cards on the table and the cards in his hand like, ace, king, and a 10.
But, oh! But you keep falling for it.
Well, someday you're going to be right.
And then a butterfly lands on his nose, and then a butterfly flies away, and then he's 100 air.
Hey, I know when we have poker, he always brings something.
Like what?
And I appreciate whatever's on the bottom shelf of this bodega whatever's, corner.
Whatever's in arm's reach. Yeah. Right. He's very thoughtful.
What's your favorite food, Xerxes?
I like pizza.
Do you?
By and which I don't, you mean I don't, stromboli.
I don't mean stromboli.
I mean, no, mushroom ravioli.
I could eat pizza every day.
Yeah, me too.
Does it, nice. Keith, I think you are like thrown off by this relationship. Like, how do we even talk to each other?
Yeah, you're all words and Xerxes isn't.
Right. How do we do that, Xerxes?
I write things down.
I let you talk. No, it's the time of listening. So Xerxes is going to do great in this relationship.
Do I mostly talk?
No, I talk as
he
well.
He talks so fucking much. Oh my God. He talks so much. I declare quiet hours.
Is that true?
I'm serious.
Wow. Sometimes I got to be quiet
behind closed doors.
So much talking.
Things come to mind.
And I say,
and I like to say,
oh, I would like to tell on him.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Just like musings, like
sometimes musings,
a
sometimes
butterfly landing on the nose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it's like really just shallow nonsense garbage. And sometimes it's like very deep, emotional, old, new stuff. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so I just ask for a balance of those things. So when he goes one way too much, I'm like, okay. Now we got to talk about real shit. Stop it. So one time we just finished exploring each other, if you know what I mean.
See, you see what I'm saying? I honestly think she's grosser. I do. I mean it.
Okay.
Okay. And he
it's
goes.
It's like she went from being a 13-year-old boy to being like an art teacher outside of LA.
I don't know what that means.
I follow.
Okay, so
go on. You finished exploring.
So there's
Lewis
bombs.
And Clark over here.
You just finished the pleasure.
Did you find the Northwest Passage? Okay.
So we're laying there. It's like really shortly after, and he goes, "You want to know what I'm thinking?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, is this real? Am I in hell? Who doesn't? Of course." Did he just ask me that before I asked him that? Wow. I'm having like such a good time in my head. And I go, yeah, of course, please. And he goes like, you know, the Muppets, when they're laying, I'm like, oh, fucking Christ. Holy shit.
And it's not even like, do the Muppets do it? It's, you ever think about that count, the counts?
Yes. It was something. Oh, yeah. It was something like, is the Grouch in a garbage can for some fucking reason? No. I don't. I was like, I just looked at him and he's like, no, seriously. And I go, you need to stop.
Right. Baby, is Oscar half trash can? Yeah, I don't know. Give me a minute. You know, the bed's still wet.
I have thoughts and I like to share them.
But like for 5 minutes, he doesn't understand why I'm just dumbfounded, just staring. And I'm like, oh my God, did you just ask me what you were thinking after you were just inside my body? And the answer was fucking Muppets. Okay.
And not even fucking Muppets.
No, just not even
regular
fucking, Muppets. Yeah.
Right.
Non-sexual. Well,
we hope not anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows
if
he was like the old people in
oh,
this.
No, he had to clarify. We're not talking about sexual Muppets. Thank you. No, good. Good, good, good.
I'm comfortable.
I know. That was his response. He's like, oh, are you mad that I'm comfortable? I'm like, maybe.
Imagine Xerxes in a horror movie and he just keeps jumping like a bitch. Could somebody come behind you and scare you?
Of course.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith, duh.
I get scared.
like a person. Other person words.
Oh, yeah. Other weird things is he reminds me he's human. Sometimes I'm like, you know, my human friends don't have to remind me of this, right?
She thinks I'm like a robot.
Sure.
Part
like
robot.
I'm part robot.
Yeah.
Do you think you are?
No.
Look at the hesitation, the weird doubt in the voice.
There's no doubt I'm not a robot.
Cool.
I'm all human.
keep explaining yourself, man.
A lot of not-not-nots. I don't like
that. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And Xerxes, do you smoke marijuana all day, every day?
All day, every day.
Okay. And how for how long about have you been engaging with that behavior?
Since like 6 a.m.
No, like in years. Oh.
Like 22 years.
22 years now? What do you think would happen if you didn't smoke pot for 1 week, 7 days?
I would die.
Why is that?
I need it. No, nothing would happen. My hands would start hurting more.
Okay. What else?
My back might be a little sore.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay, so why spend the money when you could just take Advil?
Oh, do you know about fun?
Honestly,
because I have fun.
So that could have been on your list of things that would happen if you stopped.
Oh, I'll still have fun. It's just a different fun.
Okay, so what is the type of fun that you're having while it's happening?
I have all fun, and the other type is not
all of it. It could be anything. Whatever okay, it decides I've to be.
I've never done a pot. I've never done a drinking. I've never done a Xan bar. An ecstasy, a meth. I've never done any of it.
Is there a Xan bar?
Xanax?
Oh, okay.
So explain it to me like, for example, I've never smoked pot. What is the fun? What is happening? What is different?
Because you seem so stupid.
And do you, if it's been 22 years, do you remember what it's like?
To be sober.
To be like a piece of garbage loser like me.
Wow. I don't think you're a piece of garbage loser.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, this he clarifies.
I wasn't fishing, but I like what I got. Anyway, go on.
What do I get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
It slows things down.
Okay.
The passage of time doesn't last as long. That could be really boring.
So it slows things down.
In the sense.
But time doesn't last as faster. Long. Okay.
This is some magic herb,
Hamda,
huh?
Do you agree with that?
For me, it does a lot of things. Okay. So I do have fun without it. I've had fun without it for a long time. I've been smoking for about 10 years. At first, it helped me go to sleep. And then, I wouldn't be able to do it socially because then I'm trying not to be high as I'm being social because I can't follow people's thoughts very quickly and I can't participate. I can't run my brain as quickly. But as I smoked more, it actually pushed through that and into another space where my body was always relaxed on weed. That's how I was able to speed to sleep. But now my body's relaxed and up. So I'm able to run on it and to do exercise on it. And my brain crossed into this other space where now I can see. It's like seeing from above and seeing through a couple of other things that maybe I wouldn't see. So it expands my mind now. And it allows me to go to follow a train of thought more deep and more open. And because I can now speak on weed, which took me a while, I'm able to follow it and speak on it as well.
Okay.
Also, the experience of being a long-term smoker is totally different than smoking once or twice.
Speak on that.
So I'm going to feel the effects longer than you. So if you get high, you're going to be high for a couple hours. I'm high all day, every day, even if I haven't smoked.
But what does
that
mean?
I'm still going to be as relaxed. I'm still going to be more relaxed. My muscles are going to be less tense. It helps with creativity. So creativity isn't just making art, but it's just figuring out new ways to do things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I like doing
that. That's actually a good point. The new ways of doing things. So it's not like I'm not able to make art without it, but it opens up like my peripheral vision a little bit. In the art space in my brain.
You're right. Making it sound pretty good, Keith. Yeah,
you see sweet. More possibilities.
Yeah.
That you might not have access to while you're not high.
It's like actually more perspectives. I'm able to see through other people's experiences and I'm able to see through my experiences into opening up more of my art brain.
Picture how fun you'd have cleaning your house. All the organizing you can do and the possibilities you've never even thought of. The shampoo can go on the right side. How? Mind blown.
It also gives me a perspective, like if I'm freaking out, I can get high in order to find, like, nothing's actually happening right now. Like, so maybe, you know, I am getting divorced, but right now nobody's beating me. I'm not actually hurting, so I can find that perspective. Mm-hmm. And even if I don't smoke when I have that terrifying feeling, the stuff that I was able to already connect with in my brain is in there, so I'm able to catch that perspective even without smoking a fresh, you know, cigarette.
Do you feel like when you encounter people who are more lame and loserish like me, you
Sarkis, that was your cue.
You feel like, oh, they just haven't figured it out yet. Like, I wish that they could see the truth. Or do you feel like everybody has a different...
Well, I know that feeling because I was very afraid of it. I also was, even when I wasn't afraid of it, I didn't want to ingest it. I wanted to feel clean. There was, like, that sense. I didn't want to... It's kind of like breaking your virginity. So you want it to be perfect. You want it to mean something. You didn't want all this buildup in order to just do drugs, that dirty thing that you've been hearing about all your life. So it took me even longer, even after I understood it wouldn't kill me, it wouldn't do any damage. Just, to me, it would damage, in a way, the reputation that I had for myself. I'm not a druggie. I don't need anything to, like, push through my life. I'm sober, and I'm able to, like, connect with people and do all the things that people are on drugs do it. So it's not like I'm judging. I fully understand why you wouldn't do it. And it's not just for the reasons that I just mentioned. There's a lot of reasons. But I realize that most of it is based on stigma from me. And that's why I stayed away from it. And so to alter your mind is very tricky because we can't see our minds like we can see x-rays of ourselves. Like we can check ourselves. We can press our bodies. We know the hot and the warmth and how we run. But our brains haven't been tapped into, and we can't tap into as often. So to chemically alter your brain, I understand the fear, and I understand not wanting to, the lack of control that you might feel, the weirdness, the not being able to get back if you snap your fingers, that's scary. So there's never any judgment. I'm not speaking to you from you smoking or not smoking. I'm speaking to you from, like, oh, this is Bianca. I'm getting to know you.
Also, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, that too. It makes some people paranoid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to get people to do it. No, not for everybody. Maybe you can't handle it. I can, but whatevs.
We're both different. I hated when I didn't smoke or drink, especially in bars. People would push drinks in my hand. I thought that was rude. They would call me lame. They would not trust me. All that stuff. I thought that was lame. I thought that was pretty. I thought that showed your drug is dangerous and you're pushing it. And it's like a very weird aggression to try to alter somebody else while they're just logically sitting there in front of you going, I'm having a good time, and you refuse to believe it. That seemed very dangerous to me. And potheads didn't really do that. Yeah. Potheads pass it to you by accident.
So do you think of it more, is it like a hobby?
No, I feel like it's a big deal. I'm an advocate. It's important. I think it's got a history of terrifying results. And I think that when I talk about it, it's made fun of a lot, and I'm called a pothead, and it's stigmatized, and, like, the whole thing is terrible, and that's why I want to talk about it more, and want to tell you that I smoke in the morning, and want to tell you that I'm high when I'm high or whatever, and maybe people will understand what it is before going, like, do you think this person's lame, or, like, how are you feeling about this, so people know it's not just the first experience of your weed that is experience of weed. That's different.
Also, it's not a bunch of singular events that happen. It's something you're adapting to your life. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it encompasses everything you do.
Don't think of it as a diet. Diets don't work.
And prove it.
So how much of your romantic relationship to this point do you feel like is intertwined with your experience of using marijuana together?
Well, I don't separate it. He's a pothead. So it's not like I separate the weed smoking from who is talking to me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dating a pothead.
Yeah.
And I am too. Hi, my name is Khemda.
But Keith, Keith's dating a fitness And he's not doing it. Just kidding, Keith. You look great. Thank
you. It's been part of like how we hang out.
Right.
So yeah. Now it's not like we changed the weed. We changed what we do with our bodies.
Okay. I don't want to take away my girlfriend's thing. Yeah. Right. That's her thing.
You don't get contact workout?
Right. Working out, eating kale. That's her thing.
Speaking of Kyle, the yes. next episode of the week was Not Your Father's Sexual Position mm-hmm. with Kyle Ocasio.
Yeah.
And we went through all the emails. The
emails between me pretending I'm my ex-wife and my dad. What did we think hearing those?
Oh, boy. Yeah. It was so upsetting and sad.
I get so many emails. This is wrong. This is too much. And the email ends with, I can't wait for the next one.
I don't feel that way. I just feel like it's like tragic. It's mm-hmm. it's like your whole relationship with him has been a tragedy, and this feels like some sort of a tragic conclusion.
Yeah. I think just last night, Kyle and I were talking. I think she finally got it, like who my dad is. And she's making up these scenarios where, what if you say this to him? And, you know, I'll help explain why you sent the emails in the first place. I'm like, you're making up a person. Mm-hmm. I like that person too.
It's hard because, again, if somebody met your dad independently of loving you, mm-hmm. they'd be like, fuck this old man. Like, he's in my way. He's treating me like shit, you know, right. And it would just be a person. But because he's your dad,
right?
It's like, oh, what if he's like this? No, if you met him, you would know.
And I imagine there's a percentage of her that's, you know, thinking, I don't have a dad. I'm a parent. What if my kids do this to me? She's alluded to that. And I'm like, but you're not this person. It wouldn't happen.
It would also, the reaction would be different if they would do it to her. I don't know. There are more emotions between her kids and her right. than there are with you. But how did you feel having Kyle in the studio?
Oh, fine. Now, you know, she's a pro. She knows what's going on. I was, at first when the emails came, I didn't know if it would upset her. Like, I wanted to keep it going, but the emails begin with fake Catherine trying to, you know, come back into my life and break us up. Mm. And she thought it was so ridiculous, it didn't bother her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, were you afraid that she would think, wow, I'm really dating a motherfucker? Like a heartless, he would do this to his dad sort of thing?
No, she got it. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's not mad at my dad that he wants the relationship to end because he knows I don't. Mm-hmm. You know, he has less than no influence on me. What was I saying? Three people in this room. You could have jumped in.
Yeah, Xerxes. Yeah.
All right.
I think that the new sexual position of 86 really exciting.
That was so creepy.
What a perf. What a goddamn perf. And then
shocking.
And that I believe I may have said this, but this is exactly how this email saga will end. I will tell him it's me. I do want him to know that. There'll be at most 27 minutes where he feels like a piece of shit, goes over the emails, can't believe my son knows that I feel this way, and then immediately justify it. That's what happened with 86 specifically as well. He believed my ex was putting out some kind of, you know, sexy hint in her email adding 86. And he's like, well, I see a simple Google search will tell you that 86 to the new 69. And I'm like, I got the same google.com. It's not there. What are you talking about? So he's like, oh, it's your birth date. You know, you can tell he's a little embarrassed. And goes, you know, sorry about that. And then immediately, shall we continue? And adds, to make it her fault, you should still immediately, if not sooner,
Change your email address.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, wow. So he turned it around. It's still her fault.
You should email him from
I thought of it.
cat.personal.666.
Oh. I think this should be better. It's my favorite number.
Do you think, to me it's similar, like if you see someone in a little dress and you go like, look what she's doing to me. Like, you know you're doing that, right? That's what him looking at 86 is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right, right. Yeah, but at least your dress is a short dress, right?
Yeah, but
this is nothing.
Just a number.
This is a number.
Well, I guess, you know, in any outfit, you know.
Right, but somebody's bending over in your story. This is 8 and 6.
But it comes from that same, like, look what women do. Yeah. Look how they provoke.
Right.
Xerxes, what's your dad like?
Dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. R.I.P. Yeah. Xerxes' dad.
But he's really alive, tell her.
No.
Okay. What was he like?
He was okay.
You know, okay is not a word, on. Right?
I'm moving. he was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. He'd tell you a story until you died.
It could be good entertaining, bad entertaining.
So he got people stuck in his story no matter how good or bad it was.
Yeah.
And he wasn't paying attention to if people were paying attention.
Maybe, if he felt like it.
Mm-hmm. I think my stepdad.
Is he interested in you or not?
My stepdad's been doing that because it was his mom who passed away, and he's been like doing lots of opining about, you know, the neighborhood and the way it was, but it's good now too, and we all, you know, entitlement, and just going on and on. And you should see my mom just roll her eyes. Oh, shut up. But she's trying to be nice because his mother just died. She's like, yep okay.
Can I tell anything I know about your dad, or is
sure.
anything private?
Yeah, go ahead.
His dad did a lot of drugs.
Like same.
Yeah.
What kind? The ones she was listing earlier? A meth?
Nah, mostly hallucinogens.
Okay.
Oh. A lot of weed, too.
Acid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A lot of mescaline.
Did he think he was hiding it the way you think you're hiding weed from your kid?
I had no idea.
All right.
Did you know that my dad wrote a book for parents called How to Tell Your Kid, How to Teach Your Kids About Smoking Pot When You Smoke Pot?
Oh. I read that.
And? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, you're just responsible about it.
Oh, it's a pamphlet.
Wait, what else do I know about your dad? Hold on. Drugs. And you did mushrooms with him, right?
I've done mushrooms with him, yeah.
And your friends and have done drugs
weed.
With him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that he'd make an experience for us.
That's cool.
What does that mean?
It was nice. Like, he'd, you know, like, make mushroom tea for us, and he'd babysit us.
And how old were you?
It was nice.
10?
7, 8. Now, in our 20s.
Okay.
And then everybody got stromboli.
Ironically, pizza.
It was pizza the whole time. The old switch them up. So that was a fascinating episode. The forums are on your side with regard to your dad.
In general, for sure.
They're like, go Keithy, go Keithy, go Keithy.
We asked the audience, by the way, for the poll, are you going to try the 86 tonight? 28% are down. No pun. So I understand it's the...
I didn't get it.
The woman's on her knees, facing forward, head down. The partner is behind on his or
no,
her
wait,
knees.
You lost me. On your knees.
It's doggy style, but it's oral.
It's doing oral doggy style. Eating her ass out.
Getting a little pink eye, you know.
Oh, it's 69, but you're in her butt?
No. There's no 69.
But I heard it's the new 69.
The other person's eating the other person's butt.
But not necessarily the butt. Maybe the nose is in the butt. And the tongue is in the, you know.
That's like the V.
It's like that movie.
The movie?
With the three people in each other. I don't
know what you're doing. Yes, like
centipede.
Human centipede.
Human centipede.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So it's just eating butt.
You put the T in the V.
It's not eating butt.
You're sticking on this butt thing.
Oh, okay. No butt stuff here.
Your eyes are at butthole level.
Yes.
Right.
Your nose is rubbing against the taint, which is a pleasure center.
Okay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Study up, people. I know about sex. Mm-hmm. No, I've never had sex. I'm a virgin.
You've heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of this 86 from your slut ex-wife.
So I wasn't writing emails to my dad. It's been a week and I'm seeing, will he get thirsty? Will he double up? It was always back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he did.
Oh, he did is do a this follow-up. An exclusive?
This is an exclusive. Oh.
Yes, last week on Keith and the Girl. Exclusive.
Did the religious talk scare you away? Commitment, especially religious commitment, scares most people more than they want to admit. Remember I said right from the beginning, believing in the historicity of a man named Jesus is not
remember
hard to
he
do.
Said that.
Right, but believing in his divinity, that would then require a change in our lifestyle, perhaps because she's a lesbian, and that's a whole different matter, isn't it? We tend to want to say, I can make the commitment when I get old. Do you think that many who were in those towers that came down that fateful day in NYC thought they had many, many years ahead of them to make such future choices?
It's so rude.
So Catherine wrote back, So I wrote, commitment doesn't scare me. I've just been thinking of the best way to win Keith back. I know honesty and trust, both of which I can provide, are essential, and you've mentioned his sensitivity. What a bitch. What do you specifically think are some best ways to get him to understand I love him and to remember what we had? As his dad, what have you seen that lights him up? Thanks as always.
Daddy, what do you like about me? Right.
Or what do I like? Here's the new email.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I am not sure how to answer that. If I did, I am sure that I would have gone that route a long time ago. I could tell you that I believe once he gets very acquainted with his children and they with him, it will be a, quote, done deal.
So with Kyle's children?
Yeah, it's going to be too late. He said earlier in an email he doesn't think it's a done deal, but he's made up. If I really get to know the kids more, then it's going to be a done deal. So we got to get to work.
Cat's got to kill the kids.
Yeah. You lived a married life with him for 3 years. If you do not know that answer better than I, what exactly was the relationship between the two of you?
Shots fired.
Oh, turn it back around.
Seriously. Or what do you think of that?
Or he's making up, was it an abusive relationship he's asked before? You know, he goes to crazy places. So this could be just another crazy place. Were you guys really married? Were you swingers? Like, who knows?
Huh.
You know, I've learned never to make sense of it.
You know what? Ask him what he knows about your mom. Like, oh, you were married for 50-something years. Let's see how you describe it.
That's good.
Because he doesn't exactly describe your mom as any kind of, you know, like he doesn't have any nice things to say about her either. What did you learn? How do you know how to woo mom?
Well, I was thinking, if you don't mind, we put a poll for this episode and get the audience's ideas. What do I write back? Because I don't want this to get boring for a second or I'll happily be out.
I love how Keith is like, I don't know if this is interesting anymore. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It is.
So here's some that I was thinking. You can vote on our forums. Beginning with, Keith never thought I was pretty.
Okay.
Have you ever drank piss? I'm not joking.
Stop it.
Who cares anymore? I'm not sure. How about something like this? Ready? The other clit, I went cock to a play, and the performers were talking about love, and it made me think that. Keith's thinking about an abortion. Now, who knows with who? What could that mean?
What does that mean?
He's just thinking about one. That he remembers.
That Georgia news, he hated it. I'm ashamed the way I handled the relationship. Anything you're most ashamed of? Like a deathbed confession.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That might be too direct.
Spicy.
You asked if you scared me off. Oh, no, Daddy, never. Anyway, have you ever...
Oh, I like that one. Oh, God, I like that one.
And then we'll have other explain below.
Oh, my God, yes!
Okay, in the M. Night Shyamalan version screenplay of this story... We zoom out, and it was Keith's mom writing the emails. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So not interesting, Keith.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well, listeners, you heard the man. It's a poll, baby.
You go, of course, to keithandthegirl.com/forums. You click under last week, and you'll see this episode.
I think if you use... one of the people's things.
They get to meet my dad. They have to meet my dad.
It's either meet your dad or a 1-year VIP membership.
They get handcuffed to my dad for 1 week.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh, they they definitely have to separate the two ply then.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be watching.
All right. Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Oh, bother, Jessica.
There's
Watkins.
More. Why? How much do we record?
Yeah, oh, bother is from Winnie the Pooh. Winnie would say it. We found out, of course, that Winnie the Pooh, the voiceover, beats his wife.
And in shocking
and raped
news.
Her after the divorce.
Mm-hmm. Xerxes.
Yes.
Are you surprised when men in the public eye behave badly? Or no, at this point, have you grown accustomed to it?
Yeah.
But when Elmo was out of line.
Everybody's horrible.
Did that upset you extra?
No.
It's Elmo. It's a Muppet kind of.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not a Muppet. And don't start the shit.
It is a Muppet, but.
Right.
but like Elmo's not of my time.
Right. Okay.
I told a joke at him about like he paused for like a little too long. I'm like, did you restart? And then he's like, he goes, do you mean reboot? And I was like, oh my God, I will fucking destroy you. And then he looks at me for a while. I'm like, fine, go ahead. And he explains the difference between reboot and restart. It's very romantic.
Okay, when is this speed dating thing again?
I'm pretty sweet.
We also talked during that show about illegal Jeopardy bets. You may not bet 69.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, you may not bet 666, and you can't use the white supremacy codes 1488 and 1488.
And also 86, of course.
86 is a free-for-all.
What?
What?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. The new
the most
69?
Sexual number?
You know what?
I'm the human get a, centipede of number?
I'm going to get a sports jersey next time I see my dad. It'll say 86 on the back.
Oh, wow. Glory be.
Easter egg.
Yeah. L'chaim. Yes.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. Yes.
Steelers?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? I'll draw Steelers on it.
I'll draw someone stealing a cupcake.
Right.
Xerxes, do you like sports?
No.
Okay.
He said he'd go mini golfing with me, though.
I go mini golf. I like mini golf.
That's fun.
I like bowling.
That's fun.
He likes bowling because he's good at it, because he took a semester of it in high school where he didn't have to go to the gym. He went to the bowling alley.
I did not take a semester in high school. I took like four.
Four semesters, white privilege.
So he was.
The bowling alley was across the street.
And
it was $1 a day.
An exchange program with the bowling alley.
Yeah, the bowling alley let them pay $1 to bowl.
That's very nice.
It was very nice.
So he keeps trying to go bowling even with the bad knee because I will destroy you. Uh-huh.
And where was this bowling alley?
In Long Island City, Queens.
And that's where you grew up?
I grew up in Queens.
Okay.
Not in Long Island City. He went to school. His school was aviation, and they learned how to build planes.
Well,
they actually built a plane engine.
Hey, motherfucker, check the news. Shit's been going down lately.
I love Jessica as a guest. She's just game down. Xerxes, do you agree?
I agree.
He agrees.
Nice. Good take.
Really getting a lot out of him.
By the way, we talked, of course, about the Game of Thrones coffee cup.
Oh, yeah.
And
whoo, baby.
And apparently it embarrassed the Queen of Dragons so much she burned down the entire set. That's what happened the following week. She was humiliated.
Keith texted me, Jesus Christ. And I was like, I haven't watched it yet. And then I watched it yesterday with my mom.
Yeah.
And she's never seen the show before. And
she's like, this moves fast.
She was only half paying attention. She's like, so the lady with the white hair, she's the mother of all the dragons? Wow, that dragon really going to town, huh? I'm like, shut up!
Yeah, I remember Brother Love watching one of the early episodes of Game of Thrones. And he's like, I don't know what's going on, but it looks cool. They definitely said words.
That's when he's disinterested.
He seemed into it.
Like, okay.
He seemed it. Who knows?
Sure.
We couldn't get him to shut up.
And during the Clegane off, the brothers fighting.
Yes, the mountain and his hound, the hound. Yeah.
What are these words?
What?
My mom was like, what are they doing? Why is he talking while he's fighting?
Right, two brothers that always hated each other. Okay. They forced that story to end. So they had to fight each other, die, and next.
But one of them's kind of a Frankenstein.
Yeah,
it's huge. Fine. You guys don't have to care.
But I will tell you, the Hound, whose side you're probably on.
Sandor Clegane.
Of course. And the mountain.
Gregor Clegane.
Right. Uh-huh. Of the.
Clegane. Right. Okay.
Knights of the Kingsguard. Go
so,
on.
So the evil Cersei is protected from the giant mountain. And so she's like, oh, this is about to get dangerous. And kind of like tiptoes past the hound.
She's like, I'll let you guys get to it.
The hound is Arya's best friend, right? They're going to have a spin-off sitcom. You knew Arya wanted to kill this woman. Are you like, yeah, but not my fight. You're just so heated with this fucking brother of yours. You can't even pay attention to stop this woman from just going, see yas.
Yeah, that wasn't him. That, yeah.
Not his fight.
He don't care about that.
Okay. Would have been nice to help out your partner. I would have done it.
No, he was like, you know, save yourself from this revenge monster that has eaten me alive.
All right.
What are the dragons doing, though?
Burning up the fucking whole town out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of
but two of
nowhere.
Them are dead.
What
One
are the dragons'
of them
names?
Viserion, Rhaegal,
no,
and Drogon.
No, these are not. Stop it.
What? Those are their names, Hamda.
Of all the, now you speak up, now, these are the things you need to know.
Did you think about all the...
You came all the way out to Astoria to ask what the dragon names are.
She's talking about dragons.
Whatever.
And I engaged.
All the newly formed, born female babies that were named Danny. You think these mothers are like, fuck.
Well, the New York Times had like some article about people who named their kid Khaleesi. Like, what do you do now that she's a mass murderer?
That's great.
You just go, everyone's a murderer.
Mm-hmm. You got to find like a, you're looking through old history books. Is there another Khaleesi?
I was so mad they edited the coffee cup out.
Yeah, leave it. Now it's
leave
a thing.
It. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know what else? Yourself.
Isis was a name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Isis was a name. And now there are a bunch of people named Isis, which it was a very beautiful name.
I know.
Yeah.
The Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, go with flowers and that's it. You know, dandelion.
Daisy.
Daisy. Hmm. It's not going to go bad.
Rose.
Rose is a good
I
one.
I like Bianca. That's
Bianca,
a good one.
Is that a plant?
No.
Okay. What's
Gertrude?
It mean?
It means white in Italian.
Oh, but, well, okay.
Also, the name of a pizza, a white pizza, often on a menu will be called a Bianca.
Oh, like a stromboli.
Exactly.
Like an open stromboli?
Can we get stromboli after this?
Where you get like a one of those boring white pizzas because it's your name?
With the sauce on the side, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. I get you.
I like to be famous, you know?
If there's a Mally burger, I'm trying it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Shulagi.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how
so fun.
How fun was that episode?
He's so easy.
He was so fun, and he was so excited to learn about the email saga. Mm-hmm.
I love guests like that, where it's like they just come right in, and they just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No embarrassment about anything. Yeah. Like, you can joke about their personal lives and, like, really say fucked up shit. They're fine.
Right.
Afterwards, see, you can tell who Keith likes as a guest, because if you're leaving and he goes, hey, do you play poker? He wants to be your friend. Mm-hmm. But those who do not get that question, he's like, okay, see you next time. So Shuli does play poker.
We're going to be fast friends.
He does live in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
He does have children, though. So that's hard. He's like young children, so it's hard for him to get out. But it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Xerxes, you had your kid. You were out all the fucking time. Sure. Yeah, it's only hard if you want it to be, right?
Give him a TV.
Right. when your kid's growing up, and let's say Dora comes on, and uh-huh. Dora's like, do you see the house? Do you get nervous if it takes your kid a little too long? Like, it's the only thing on the fucking point to it! All right.
My kid's actually pretty smart. It's weird.
I know, but at the time, you don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Go Gabba Yabba, and she's a genius. Okay.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba is so good.
See? It is a good show.
It's all a right. great show.
Okay.
I was playing a game with my cousin's children who are very young at the mercy meal after the funeral, which is running backwards at them and saying, I'm going to put my butt on you.
Oh, like that senator.
It was, yes, exactly. From that Sacha Baron Cohen show. It was that. Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know where I got it. Thanks, Hemda.
You're in politics now.
It was a fun game.
Yeah, and your son's a little less racist.
It was fun. Oh, I love listening to you guys impersonate your parents.
Yes, awesome. It's fun to do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I did enjoy, like, it's halfway through the show and we were talking about my dad in the emails and Shuli's like, why didn't we start with that? What the fuck? Yeah. We're talking about me? I might quit weed. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, and I love that his reaction was like, yeah, you gotta nail this motherfucker. Yeah. Not like, I don't know, is this appropriate? He's like, let's go for it.
He's like, you are evil, I love it. Yeah. Say so you fuck farm animals.
Yeah, he totally fell in love with Keith at that moment.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was, I would listen to that on the train, mm-hmm. had a couple laughs. My seatmate looked at me funny. Good. So
that's our goal.
That's great.
Fuck you, Amtrak lady.
A person's hearing something and laughing? What the fuck planet is this?
Exactly. Right. Like, this is the United States of America, my dear.
Welcome to America.
Exactly. I should have just passed her an earbud.
Yeah. It gets expensive, those wireless ones. You lose one every day. We appreciate it. You just lose one every day. I bet you a bin, some knockoff.
Well, that was last week, guys.
Yeah, it's fun.
So fun. Did we learn anything about Xerxes? Xerxes, you may not answer this question.
I feel like I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel very fortunate to know you, Xerxes. I think you're a fantastic person based on what I've seen so far. And I'm excited to continue to get to know you if you'll have me.
Sure.
Great.
As a daughter, I'm moving in tonight.
Okay.
Keith, did you learn anything?
I've known Xerxes for years, and we've had deep and long talks.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He actually can communicate. And he's interested.
I look forward to
it. Or maybe he just stares and I think he's a great listener. Regardless, I remember times we've hung out for hours and it was very fun. And now that I think about it, I got a lot off my chest. All right. I know he doesn't know what food is, but
Stromboli. Delicious.
I meant pizzeria. I cleared it up.
Keep explaining
to make sure
yourself.
Everybody knows it
He's
was a
such a liar. Retweet.
I'm going to ask you a question. You answer as fast as you can.
Okay.
Are you seriously a robot?
Yes.
Oh. I've learned a lot.
Keith, does this bug you out because you've known us as friends for like 10 years?
No.
Nah. Is it weird? If I kiss him in front of you, is that weird?
Yeah, but I'd look. Check my Google history. I'll look.
I didn't expect that.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
Andrea and I have been seeing each other.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a lie on par with the Stromboli lie from earlier.
So is that true? No. But it looked so fun, you know. I can understand.
All right. Shall we wrap it up?
Mm-hmm.
Xerxes?
Yeah.
What would you like to hear for a song today?
Oh, like
so
for
much
real?
Pressure.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know any Sublime?
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all if I could find it.
Not Bob Marley.
Now come on and steed it up.
Oh!
Little darling, steer it up. Come on now. Woke up this morning, smiled at the rising sun. Three little birds. How many? Three. On my doorstep, singing sweet songs, their melody pure and true. This is my message to you.
GatesandTheGirl.com.
Xerxes looks like he's watching the Muppets in real life.
That was great.